But it's the only way you're ever gonna learn. You look back and it's all in the past. I'm dwelling on the thoughts I cannot see to you.
Good evening. Welcome to the crazy world of YouTube. And I think after last week's interview with Dean Lynch Ward and the offer that went out to Decahegy to come on the show and seeing how many people have yet enjoyed it, I thought, let's do it again, but give it a bit of a title. And tonight we have two very well-known people on the show from YouTube who have certainly given their honest opinions on a variety of topics and on a variety of people over the last a couple of years, it has to be said, and two people who I've got to know, not face to face, but in the post-COVID way of doing it, which is over the internet. And I've got to be honest, I have not had any issues with either of these two people. Anne, I met because she made a forthright comment about me on YouTube, and I obviously then responded to it, got in touch, and we settled the differences. And since then, we've collaborated. As for John, humble dryer, well, I've had the pleasure of corresponding, speaking to with him over the last few years about his ongoing campaign. And I've always been somebody who, when I've spoken to him, have given me honest opinion. I certainly haven't misled him and certainly haven't taken up any garden paths. And if I've said I could do something, I've always tried to do it. So these are two people who I don't have an issue with. So all I'm going to ask everybody in the chat to do today is be respectful. Let both of these people have their say tonight on the show. And as always on this show, I will give you the key and let you open the door and come on in and have a chat. So if you do come on, please be respectful. This isn't a shouting match. This isn't a chance for you to come on and embarrass yourself. This is a chance for you to come on and give an honest opinion about what you think is going on YouTube at the minute. Okay, that's enough of me. It's time for my guest to speak. Okay, look, John, you were first in the room. Over to you. Welcome to the show, mate. The crazy world of YouTube, where do you begin with this? You tell me how you want to go.
Thanks for having us on, Steve. It's always a pleasure. As I say, a lot of people, there's a lot of kind of discrepancies back and forth, but at the end of the day, you've always been fair with me and vice versa. So, yeah, I've always been genuine with you. I've always been honest with you, and I've always respected that. I know everybody, a lot of football things and that in the background, which I don't get involved with. I could never, I don't support any football. But yeah, you've always been spot on with me. You've always been understanding. Sorry. Just got to turn that silent. Anne, thanks again, Anne, for coming on. There was also another lady went on. I forget her name now. Melanie Dutton. I forgot to say to you, Steve. So apologies to Melanie Dutton. She asked me last night to ask you, and I totally forgot all about it until now.
Well, the link's in the chat. If she wants to jump on, then feel free. I've posted it at the top of the profile on YouTube. So those of you who can see the chat, you've got access to it. And now I will post it throughout the program. Anne, welcome.
How are you, Steve?
Good to see you. Before you and, Humble Dryer have a test, you interviewed Cookie last night. How did you think it went?
Oh, it went very well. He's very easy to interview. I say some people, well, you know yourself, they either talk too much and you're trying to get them on track, or they don't talk enough and you're trying to like drag some information out, and you end up doing the talking. But he was very, very easy to talk to, very laid back, very easy to talk to. So yeah, I'll have him on again, definitely.
Yeah, it was interesting to see the two of you talk. I watched it this afternoon, and watched a bit of it last night, but watched the whole thing again this afternoon. And I've got to be honest, Cookie, you know, for somebody who has, you know, served a life sentence and then a recall sentence for a crime that he committed, certainly is remorseful. Obviously, his you know, badge that he tries to wear with pride is prison reform. And of course, you know, he is, you know, constantly dragged into the the YouTube craziness as well, which you touched on. But yeah, it was a good interview. Give it a watch. Follow Anne's channel and give that a watch. I've watched over the course of, certainly over the last 12 months, that, you guys tend to you know, have, you know, a dispute. Where did it start?
Because he's a liar and keeps on putting out lies, and he also is sneaky. He puts out misinformation in a way that he makes it sound like, oh, I don't know whether this is sure, whether, you know, oh, maybe this, I heard this, I heard that. And he's just hoping that it grows legs and people will run with it. And I can't stand people like that. If you've got an issue with anyone, if you've got to say it to anyone, say it to them. Don't go doing sneaky games.
When you say lies, is it lies about you or is it lies about things in general?
Lies about me. And I don't, well.
Can you elaborate?
Well, I'm apparently, did Anne report Sean Atwood to the police? No, Anne didn't report Sean Atwood to the police. Anne said, I'm sure Anne said that Decca Heggie shouldn't get an acro. No, Anne didn't say Decca Heggie shouldn't get an acro. And it's things like that, little snidey things. Plus, he's the biggest, which you proved the other week with your vile, disgusting video you put out, which I was warning people you were the biggest, but you were keeping it hidden because I'm sorry, Steve, right? As I say, judge a person by the company they keep. And if you go into his subs and you go onto the comments on his channel, you've got a classic A1 biggest there. And he's quite happy to have them there.
Okay. So, John, you've heard Anne's first comments about you and your relationship. What's your take on it?
I'd have preferred one thing at a time so we could deal with that properly. The biggest thing she's talking about was an April Fool's joke in which she basically...
Here we go. Go on, April. Backtrack, stop backtracking it. Go on.
And, please, I never interrupted you.
I'll interrupt you if you want to because I don't have any respect for you.
I know, but it is good to hear both sides, Anne.
That's basically Anne's... you can see why the police force would put her out when she's got that attitude, yeah. So basically, the bigoted thing she's regarding is she's talking about an April Fool's joke, which I put out. It was an April Fool's joke. And she basically asked people to report that post. She shared it.
I didn't lie again. See, lies. Get off whatever you're on, mate, and you might be able to see the truth.
Did you
share that? I never told anyone to report it. Liar.
Well, what did you do? You shared the post. What did you do?
Did I say on it, report this?
No, you just brought it to everybody's attention. You knew it was an April
Fool's. So where did I say on it, report this? This is the thing you do. You see, you've just done it now. There we go. You've just done it now. You elaborate, try to sneakily make out that now that I'm telling people to go and report other people to YouTube.
And say I was going against the LGBT group. What else did you do that for?
What? Say that again.
What other reason did you share that for and ask people to go, that I was going against the LGBT group?
You were going because I was showing you up. I believe in showing up bigotry and showing up bigots, letting the public see these bigots, not give them a hiding place, right? What you've done is you've turned around and said that I told people to report you. No, it didn't. Whatever goes on in your head, don't imagine you can supposition what's going on in my mind because we're miles apart.
No, we definitely are miles apart.
Certainly are miles apart. I'm up here, you're right down there, mate.
At the end of the day, Anne is like running with stories. So Anthony Burkett PMs up and said that I paid Danny 13 to 15 grand.
Who did? And
post. You shared it last week.
Anthony who? I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying what? Who did? I didn't hear you.
You shared a community post of a screenshot between you and Anthony Burkett.
Oh, yeah.
Well, was that lies?
That's right, yeah.
Is that no spreading lies?
Why is it spreading lies?
So everything Tony says then we'll have to take that as granted, yeah?
Why is that telling lies? I was showing up Tony Burkett. What I was doing was showing up Tony Burkett for being the snake in the grass he is that goes around stirring it up. Doesn't he? He goes around behind the scenes stirring it up. That's what I was showing up.
And what do you do? If you're sharing that, what are you doing? You're accessory to that then, aren't you?
Oh, God, that's very legal sounding. Oh, are you going to sue me?
Papa, me.
Man, you've got lots of money in a Porsche, haven't you?
Yeah, that's quite hard work, Anne.
Like hard work, sticking it in a drawer. What kind of work?
Like your friend that's friendly with Ian Burrett, okay?
Who's he in, but who the hell is Ian Buddock?
You know who I'm talking about, Jax.
I don't.
A mutual who? Friend. But Jax, Jax.
So why are you trying to dox Jax Jackson?
Because you try to put that in your comments saying think.
Why are you doxing now, Jax Jax?
If I doxed, I'd put her address on there.
You've just turned around and said the name.
Don't if I was to dox anybody, I'd start with you.
See, that's
I'll tell
dust,
you why.
Dust.
Last week you said Exposure TV was poisoning his child's mind.
Yeah. Yes.
And what a child abuse. Where in hell?
Where did I say child abuse? You see, yet again, you're using words and saying things, trying to get it out there to get lies and let it grow legs. I did not say he was abusing his child. What I said was he had his child next to him when he was putting on a camp voice. So that's what I said. But of course, you have to say that I said it was abusing his child. The only abuse that's going on between him and his child is that the poor kid has a dunce for the father. That's the only abuse that I could say. I'm not saying anything about him abusing his child, right? I would say that. His child was next to him when he was making that video.
And I forgot, did you say that's a form of child abuse?
No.
You never? Okay, I'll come back. I'll go to somebody else. Right, okay, let's
But talk. You wouldn't find that being bad, would you? Because you're a bigot. You wouldn't see the bigotry in that.
But I'm a bigot, right? I've got black in my family. I've got gay friends.
Every racist homophobe has got loads of black mates and gay people in the family.
Why would they be homophobic if I've got gay friends? Why?
Got a walnut and got a wee like that. Does Anne take what were you saying? Do I take, what is it, PMT every month?
A what?
PMT every month.
What's that? Sorry, I'm missing that.
Oh, what's the thought of a big fella like you would know what PMT was? Premenstrual tension.
I've not got premenstrual tension.
You were saying I did.
Ask the question, have you got that?
No, it's Winky in the world and he's a hermaphrodite. First time you've ever called me a hermaphrodite.
I made a video 2 years ago and put it up on Humble Dryer. Explain to everybody what hermaphrodite was, but Anne's
which you don't know what it is because you're an idiot.
Right, okay, so educate us then. You've got a womb.
I'm not here to educate anyone. I'm not here to say to people what insex is.
Answer if you're not going to answer a sensible question I'm asking you.
Do you know what a sensible question is? You're just a gossiper.
Well, every 3 weeks you fling the dolly out the pram.
Who does?
Yeah.
I've never liked you.
I'm not saying you've liked me. I don't care if you like me.
So I'm not I'm not throwing the doll out the pram. When you came on my show that time, right, and we spoke, yeah. I just let you speak away and chun away. Did I believe a word out of your mouth? Did I accept it? And you were saying no.
I love you then. The ignorance, that was you just being ignorant, asking people on your show when you'd already made your mind up.
Actually, I didn't actually ask you on the show. You asked to come on the show that day. Well, because beforehand, I'd asked you to come on and you kept on avoiding it.
Saying coward.
I come on your show. You're a coward.
Oh, well. Okay, then. So next question, Anne. So let's fire through these things. Come on.
Oh, yeah. How are you getting on with Paula Beany? Or Benny, should I say.
Because last night you've obviously been enticing a girl into and then all
enticing
of a sudden,
have I? Here we go. Is she a stupid woman? Is she? Well, is she a stupid, simple-minded woman that I'm controlling or grooming? Is it? If you want to see a groomer, look at what Donna did to Jockney Sparrow. You want to see a grooming? Creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Are you on medication, Anne?
No, I'm not on medication.
Serious question.
No, I'm not.
No antipsychotics, no...
No.
Smoking.
No, I just hate your guts with a vengeance, mate.
That's the way you are, then. A normal...
Yeah, everything I see is being scum.
Wow.
You were bullying Paula. You've released information she told you in private. You're getting her here. Why? Because she dares to actually... communicate with people you don't approve of.
No, that's not the case at all.
Oh, yes, it is. You bullied Sojok
Sojok
is on medication now.
Sojok, right? Sojok claims to be in the paratroopers. He ex-paratrooper. He also claims to have been in the French Foreign Legion. He also claims to have PTSD, and he also claims to be educated with certificates to work with people of sex crimes, PTSD, etc., etc., etc. I have not seen any of that. None. I've asked him to produce it. I gave him 7 days. He didn't produce it. He's gone. Is that no fair? Is that another Decahegg in the making, or has he got all these things? If he's got
so
the
you're saying he's Decahegg now?
No, I'm asking him if he's got these things. I take.
Well, why are you doing it in public like very, this?
Very seriously. I
know
why
you are
you don't.
Doing it in public like this?
Out to the left, Dan.
What?
You're out to the left, and you're trying to do away with people's free speech. I'm no right, I'm no left, I'm middle of the road. Yeah.
You bully anyone that doesn't agree with you.
No, no, I've got a very strong opinion. There's a difference between bullying.
No, you're a bully. And you and Donna go round bullying people who don't agree
I don't do what you do, which removes comments. So if anybody's bullying me in a comment, I leave them. You remove them. Fact.
I remove bigoted comments, yeah.
Bigoted comments. Somebody with an opinion is a bigoted.
No, bigoted. You see, you wouldn't know, being a bigot, you would know what a bigot comment looks like, because you will agree with that kind of talk. I've seen it on your channel. People want to see big to comments. Just see when people mention me on your channel.
Right. So yeah, the other day there, right? I'm not a fan of Tony Burkett. I've got my own reasons, which is nothing to do with you now. But the other day there, last night, and a few lives ago, wherever it was, you said you'd report it then to the police. What for? I'm just asking because I don't know.
None of your business.
Okay. So when you said that you didn't report Sean Attwood to the police, did you get sent images of Sean Attwood?
What do you mean, images?
Did you get sent images, which wasn't for the internet?
I don't know. Just say it. Stop being your little creepy self and just say it.
I'm asking you. You know
what do you mean? What kind of images?
Well, I guess the question is just, have you been sent any images? I don't really want...
What he's saying is Sean in a compromising position with, I don't know, children, women, or anything like that. No, what happened? And this is another lie you were putting out there, weren't you? Did I get it? Just, this is what you do. Put it all out there, trying to stir it up.
Did you put a picture out of an innocent girl you thought was Donna?
I mean, your wife. What is it so horrific about Donna? Ariel, can I ask you something about this thing? Because he uses this, you know, because I thought that...
Simple question.
I thought that was, Donna in the picture. Now, what is it so horrific about Donna that your previous wife would find a horrendous insult, or you find a horrendous insult that she could be thought to be Donna? What is it about Donna? That's an insult for someone to think
I've never been married. Ever.
Well, your partner then?
My partner? You mean my ex-business partner? You put a picture up of an innocent woman across a...
Innocent woman and her life is ruined now. How's her life been ruined through that?
Like it if I put you and your friend all over the place, it never anything to do with us. How would you...
Do you mean you lie down in that position with your business partners?
It was a picture that was taken like that, Anne. Yeah. Yeah. There you
like
go.
That?
Yeah.
God blimey, you have some strange business ways, don't you?
Kitchen table took it. Is that yes?
I'm sure. Thingo told me that was your wife. What's his name?
You're listening.
Christie told me that was your wife, Danny Christie.
Not Donna. I have met Donna and John.
So, has her life been ruined by you? Is she in psychiatric treatment? Like you said, someone else's psychiatric treatment. Is she ready to actually take her own life because I accidentally put that out?
Getting hacked the other day, there, Anne.
What was it? Sorry.
Talk about you being hacked. The allegations of you being hacked.
What about it?
You put up, you said you were hacked, but all of a sudden, in the meantime of you being hacked, offensive posters went out here, there, and everywhere. And then all of a sudden, you were hacked, but you've never shown any proof that you can very easily show where your system's been logged out and logged in. Even you know
so
that.
So, why do I have to prove myself to a no-mark like you and your followers?
Why are you not just putting up? Put your name.
I don't explain myself to no marks that I don't respect.
So own up to the nasty post you put out.
I didn't put a nasty post out.
So prove you were hacked.
What was the nasty post? Go on.
You know what it was? I'm not. You know what it was?
No, you tell me what it was.
At the end of the day, that's their beef for you, know me.
You don't know what it was, do you?
You shouldn't.
You don't know what it was. And you're sitting there, you don't know what it is. That's the level of your intelligence. You just throw anything at me, don't you? Anything you want to try to discredit me, and you don't even know what the post was. There's Peggy bleeding hell, another one.
Well, you won the hat. You know you won the hat. And
tell me, you're going to make that one of your thing, you're one of your moderators.
Honestly, Steve. So how did Donna Grimm join?
Well, I think we've established that you don't like each other, guys.
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't want people to get the impression that I have strong feelings towards.
Johnny has a question for you, mate. Right, and I know you listen. I've watched you many times. Listened to you on your own channel. You don't avoid questions. You try to get an answer when you can. And why are the Humbles spending so much money on all of this? I genuinely want to know. Can you give us an answer on all of this, mate? I'm going to bring in Bobby as well. He's jumped on. The link is in the chat. I'll keep putting the link in. Bobby, welcome.
Oh, God. It's getting better.
How are you guys?
It is an open forum, so anybody can jump on at any time.
Here we are, another one, another biggest.
Exposure TV were invited on tonight, but it's Liverpool in the Champions League, so he can't make it on tonight.
Can I just speak? I don't really get off into a bad foot, but just saying, my God, here's another bigot. He's not helping things, Anne.
You're the biggest. They only need to look at your ear to show us what you were saying about me when you were carrying on.
Are you going to let anybody speak, or are you just going to provoke everybody?
Well, as long as you don't put any questions to me, because I don't speak to your source.
Well, why are you speaking to me, Anne? Why are you speaking to me? Let's just agree to disagree.
I'm not here when it involves you. I'll speak to him, but not you.
Okay, well, just... You know, calm down and, you know, take some medication, whatever you need.
What's with this medication thing? Are you saying that I'm on medication, right?
I'm not saying that. Everybody's saying that.
Say that I'm on medication, right? Say that I'm on. I can shout louder than you.
Right, let's keep it
clear. I'm a lover, not a fighter, right. Anne. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Love to fight you.
Al Andrew is saying what you're saying in the chat.
You're a disgusting, vile old bigot. That's what you are.
I'm whole, okay. Am I?
We're
whole?
Not gonna get. We're not gonna get anywhere with people shouting and bawling at each other names.
Oh God! You want to find out what you've got on your show?
I opened my. When I spoke, I just said let's agree to disagree, but you jumped straight on.
Agree to disagree. You and your bleeding Chris fella put me through hell and wheezy.
And what have you done to me, Anne? You threatened to dox me. You've had the police at my door.
No, I haven't threatened to dox
you. Yes, you have. I can show you the screenshot. Yes, and I've had the police at my door and
you are
basically a nuisance and people are, and they are fed up of you.
Because I'll be on to West Yorkshire Police tomorrow.
You can get on to whoever you
and
want.
And I'll be letting them know what you said,
Anne,
because shall I tell you now,
Drugine. Andrew Gine does not exist.
It's a stage name, you stupid idiot. Yes. It's a stage name.
Anne, you're not listening. I'm not saying that.
I'm
they
not listening
that.
To you because you're a fool.
They
you're
said
an old
that,
Anne,
not me.
You're a fool.
If you listen to what our speaker, and I'm relating what other people have said. Now, if you think West Yorkshire Police are idiots or fools, that's fine. But they told me Andrew Gine is not a person. It's a stage name, and that name, they do not recognise it. And also, YouTube do not recognise Andrew Gine as a person. So, you come to me, Anne, and you're talking about Andrew Gine, I do not relate to that. And if you
I
know,
don't give a rat's
if you
tiny
know,
one
Anne,
what
from
you
day one, when you tried to email me, my answer was, please keep your comments to YouTube. Please do not email me again.
Right,
and that's
shall
how
tell
I
you
want
something.
Things, Anne.
Here we are,
you,
Steve.
All you
Let's
do
get
is
this
provoke
clear. Let's
everybody.
Get this clear. Who's
and
shouting
the way you've
now?
Spoken to
Let's
John
get
tonight
this clear.
Is disgusting.
I couldn't give a damn. Of course you think it's disgusting. Do you want me to go on about Gina, my dog, the day after it died? You horrible, disgusting excuse for a human
Is that an
being.
Accusation? Is that an accusation?
It's on your own bleeding channel, you idiot.
You tell me where I have ever said anything like that, Anne.
It's on your channel.
And
then
I've
you
said
had...
That. Anne, you need to calm down. You need to calm down.
No, I won't calm down because I hate bigots.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Anne.
A room eight, now with two
eight
bigots.
Is a wasted emotion. Eight is a wasted emotion.
Says the you man need to who the was in with Weezy, which was okay, all hate.
A lot of people wondering why I'm not talking about Bruno doing well in the midfield for Newcastle. This is something a bit different. It's called the crazy.
But just let's say, so, let's clarify.
I do want to welcome Jimmy in because Jimmy patiently came in. We didn't give him a welcome. Welcome,
evening, Jimmy.
Jimmy, what would you like to say about what you're witnessing tonight?
We can't hear Jimmy.
Jimmy, you're on mute, I think, by the way, mate. You need to sort that out at your end.
The man of reason, Jimmy. Jimmy Crilston.
Hello, Gary.
There you are, Jimmy. We can hear you loud and clear, mate. Welcome to the channel.
We could.
We could. You've gone back off again, mate. You've gone back off. We'll give him 2 seconds to sort it out.
I apologise, Steve.
Bobby, listen, it's about having an opinion. It would be nice if everybody could get their opinion across, though. That's the key on the show. If we could do that, it is better. It is better in the long run.
What's the moment they go on?
I don't like to rant, but I apologise.
Jimmy, have you managed to clear your sound issue up? Let's go out and come back in. Go on. No, Jimmy, we can't hear you, mate. Let's go out and come back in.
Unplug the headphones.
Yeah, that's what you'll have to do. I mean, look, the situation between you guys is clearly, beyond repair. There's no doubt about that. And that's not hard to see at all. We are seeing, obviously, the continuing, Dekker Heggie show. And once again, we've seen him complaining about mental health, John. I know this is something that drives you up the wall. And unfortunately, like I said months ago, when I stepped away and refused to talk about the whole situation, all that's going to happen is that he's going to come out and fight, whatever allegations are thrown at him and continue to grow the channel. And it's proved to be the case. And, now we see today him calling out another person for another fight, this time saying that he wants to meet them at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon in Cumbria. I mean, for me, this is just going on and on and on. His subs are just going up and up and up. And I think we're just stuck in a groundhog day, John. But the mental health card's been played again. And I really don't know whether he has mental health issues or not. I would say watching his videos this week, I would say he has. I put out an offer to meet him this week and get him on a camera, a proper camera. I would meet him by myself. I've got a couple of questions I would like to ask him. I think the questions that I would ask him would clear everything up once and for all. I'm not asking to see paperwork. I've got some questions to ask him on camera, and I'd love to be able to stand there and just ask him those questions and put them out there. I'm more than happy to give him the footage. He can put it out on his channel. I'll put it out on mine. But what's your take on the latest outburst against this guy who he's alleging to be a crack dealer in his own backyard?
To be honest, I don't often agree with Dekker, but in this case, I'm not a fan of Ashley Douglas. I'm not a fan of him. I don't like him. Mm-hmm. Listen, I know I need to know about him. That's my opinion of him, and I'm not a fan of him. So I'll not be supporting Ashley Douglas in any way.
Okay. All right. The mental health angle, John, before I ask Anne, is something which he keeps throwing and playing. Does he have mental health issues? I mean, is he on these drugs that he maintains that he's on?
I'm not there. I don't know what he's on. I don't know whether he's pulling a fast one or not. I don't know. No one does. No one here can say they know.
He has shown medication on previous videos, of course, but some people allege that is... It's his father's medication. It's not his. I don't know. Is his dad's name the same as his? I don't know. It's such a confusing situation. I've got to be perfectly honest. And it's not going to end well. This is it. It's continuing to go down the wrong road, and it's not looking good.
Well, it depends who it's not looking good for. If Dekker has got any victims, it's not looking good for them, but for Dekker. It's looking very good, actually, because the way the hysteria has been going on and the way lies have been put forward, which are clearly lies, you can tell when someone's making things up, that's going to get him, make it much, much harder for him to be brought to justice. And I've said that before.
Okay. Jimmy, have you got your mic sorted?
Hopefully.
It's on. Welcome, Jimmy. Welcome, Jimmy. Jimmy, what have you made of the whole Decahegy situation, mate?
Different ways to look at it. If you want to talk about him being a convicted offender, where Decker keeps saying it was just a slap to this lass's backside. If you go into the court transcript, it's actually more than that. He smacked her backside on the stairs, followed her to the ladies' toilets, where she ran to the cubicle. He tried to maneuver her into a sexual position. She locked herself in the cubicle, then phoned the police. So he went to court and he got a fine, court costs, but he also got a supervision order. You don't get that for just smacking somebody's backside. So he's definitely got a sexual conviction, regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that, you know, we all know that and that's well publicized. And I just think, sadly for him, and, you know, the benefit of the YouTube community, the untaped conversation of him that he obviously sent to somebody, which was then put up, unfortunately for him, gives you the other convictions, the NFAs, the ones that he doesn't want to get out there. It's as simple as that. There's no other explanation to why this has gone on and on and on. So, you know, I just think that it's pointless. I just don't understand why he would continue to go out there and try and push the content only because he's making money off it. So, you know, it's going to go on and on. It's going to go on and on. We've got two more people in. Welcome, Video Craig. I know you've got a show coming up in half an hour, mate. So we'll come to you next. And welcome, Ronan. I'll come to you in a bit. Video Craig, I hope you had a good holiday, mate, and you managed to avoid any chainsaw accidents. But
yeah, well, you know, with the price of petrol these days, some people just can't afford to run a chainsaw for a week. So that's why I did it.
Look, you know, Craig, again, you've been involved in some fairly interesting controversy on here as well. The madhouse that is YouTube just keeps on giving, though, doesn't it? And I think it's probably a sad indictment of television nowadays and other entertainment that people do end up tuning in to watch all of us talk about what's going on YouTube. But, you know, it's got people's interest, Craig.
It really does. I mean, just today, right, I went to Newcastle City Centre today. And I got stopped by three different people that wanted to, well, the Uber driver on the way there wanted to talk all about it. I got in his car and he's like, Video Craig. And we spoke, you know, I took my headphones off and we just spoke about the Paddy Conroy stuff all the way to town. And then I got in town, I met somebody else who wanted to talk about it. And then I met a woman who was like, oh, what's your channel? I think it's mint. And there's so much interest in this. It's absolutely mental. I mean, I've only got 4,000 something subscribers, which... On a YouTube level, you know, some people have got hundreds of millions, and it's just the impact that it's having, especially, I think, locally in the Northeast, is absolutely fucking astonishing. And, you know, friends of mine will be like, oh, well, I just got in last night, watched some YouTube, and I went to bed. And that's what they're doing. They're sitting watching us arguing. Nice to meet you, by the way, Jimmy. I watch your content all the time.
Is it because I mean, TV is pretty naff, but is it because we got stuck into this kind of set during lockdown when we were all sitting there, you know, at home with, you know, very little to do for 24 hours of the day, and people started tuning into YouTube and it became bigger then? Because you were, of course, involved in a channel a few years ago which had over 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, I mean, the Abbey, you can't see the plaque, can you? You can now. Yeah, well, it was on a 370,000 when I handed reins of the channel back to my ex business partner. But there, I mean, that channel, she's Abby Lee Miller, who I work with. She's from a TV show that did 8 seasons called Dance Moms, and that was shown in 112 countries, I believe, in all sorts of different languages, and they do world tours, and she's a superstar. And I'm in a lot of the videos on that channel that have, some of them have millions and millions of views. And I get more people in the last 2 months have spoken to me about this shenanigans I'm involved with now than ever did about the Abby Lee Miller stuff. It's really crazy. I didn't get into YouTube during lockdown. I was late on it. I got into it properly in December last year. So... Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ronan, welcome onto the platform again. I've had you on here before. You got some stick for interviewing Decker, to be honest. And
I did, yeah.
I'm sure you've sat back and watched with interest the latest the latest rerun. It feels a bit like a repeat, though. It feels like we're watching a repeat. And the fact that Axel's walked away, his editor, or allegedly walked away, you know, if we believe that's actually happened, I guess it drops him in a bit of a position now, because these documentaries and that he was hoping to make would be of, you know, probably would be of interest to his 28,500 subscribers. What I want to ask you though, Ronan, is obviously Paul Ellis, he's obviously making a documentary. What's the situation with that? How is that going? And what kind of things can we expect on that?
Well, first off, can I say that I think the message is being lost in regards to DECA. There's a simple thing that people keep forgetting about, and it's a very simple narrative. If DECA showed a subject access request acro, all his mental health issues would go away, well, at least 50% of them. He tries to actively discredit anyone that speaks up against him. He calls them trolls. He calls them bullies. I know there's a lot of people on this panel that have issues with each other, but the reality is that not everybody's a troll and a bully. And he sort of targets people, I've noticed over the past couple of months, he targets these people that he can discredit, and he sort of stays away from the people that he can't discredit. And I think that's a tactic used to sort of show his audience, look, these are all trolls, these are all drug dealers, these are all sort of whatever. And I don't understand how the general public can't see this. Just a subject access request acro would put this to bed completely, but he knows if he shows this, that is his career completely over. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Decker showing his acro would be the equivalent of O.J. Simpson giving a confession. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what
he wants to do.
If he showed a subject access request acro, there would be a Netflix documentary next year about it. That's how bad it is.
I've got to be honest, I keep thinking that that's what's actually happening here. And this, everyone's been played along, and this will end up on Netflix, because it's just mad. It is a mad story. And I can see you nodding away there, John, in the top corner. Smiling.
But instead, it's not Netflix. It's going to be on Shedflix, isn't it? So,
can I just say, look when we go back to basics, YouTube can be a toxic platform, one of the most toxic media platforms around, and nobody needs qualifications. You could say what you want about who you are, anytime you want. You can criticize, you can say anything,
you can do anything. Obviously there's legal implications if you go down the wrong road. Now I think we'd all agree that Decker has got some kind of mental issue, whether what form of issue he's got, who knows? But I think it's obvious just by watching him that he has some kind of mental issues.
It's
I do believe that he knows how to play on those issues, and he knows how to manipulate, because one of his main skills is manipulation. And you know, as far as is he guilty? Is he innocent? He's showing all. He's basically putting all the tags out there that says I'm guilty, and people are picking them up. People with no qualifications. Don't get me wrong, there's some great investigators on YouTube, far better than the police or the legal establishment, that, you know, that can dig and find truths out, and they do find them out. But I think he's just feeding everybody. And the other thing I believe is that he feels he needs YouTube as an income.
And
I just feel that he has to keep popping up, because he does feel he's going to get that income back. That's my view of it.
John, just the fact that some of these people who are continuing the tirade of abuse against him in a different way than maybe these people who've got a little bit of intellect, are those people diminishing the chances of getting a conviction if we move forward? Because, you know, ultimately, some of the things that I've been saying are terrible, you know, and they're not true, and they are leading people down blind alleys, and they are defamation of character. But, and if Decker had any sense, he would probably be reporting those particular videos for defamation, but he clearly just lights them up because he's got faith in the algorithm and he thinks it's doing him a favour. I think what he doesn't realise, John, is that his channel's building, but it's building for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, well, if you go to Dodgy Debate for the screenshots there of Decker pushing out false stories. So he's creating the false stories, getting them pushed, so he then can maybe. But you have to prove that you've lost money for a start for a defamation. I mean, a defamation, he's absolutely no chance of ever getting anything from me in court. None. He's looking for a no-win, no-fee solicitor for a start. I mean, they would just laugh at that because at the end of the day, what I put out there is my truths. Mm-hmm. I put my name to it. I put my face to it. And at the end of the day, you can't, if you go for a defamation, for somebody else, Steve, I just wish they forgot a date. You can never have enough awareness. But if you're going to do it, put out the right stories. Don't put out false stories because false.
Steve, can I just say something? Sorry to butt in. And
go on,
I didn't
no,
mean to butt
no,
in.
Go for it, Ronan.
There's actually two things I want to say. The first thing is I just seen a comment there from a girl called Donna. I respect Donna. She comes in now and again. She comments. She said something along the lines of, "How can anybody listen to me when they were trying to tell me the same thing?" This is what the problem is with society at the minute. You just because people tried to tell me about DECA and I didn't listen, doesn't mean that another person could be innocent and people are making up fake stories about them. You can't go into a scenario thinking everybody is a notorious sexual predator. If you think that, then you'll never trust anybody. That's not the base of how you treat a new person. Now, there's been people involved in the DECA situation that were hanging about with him for 18 months. And there's these people that they're hypocritical, in my opinion, that come and say to me, "Why didn't you walk away from him?" I was involved with DECA for about 2 months, maybe a wee bit more, a bit less, give or take. And it took me that time to realize that this guy was sort of, I didn't judge him on what other people were saying. I judged him on his own actions. And that's the difference. So do you know what I mean? I understand people's criticisms towards me and I accept that, but you can't just go into every situation thinking somebody is a sexual predator. That's silly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's getting thrown around on an easy basis, that though, and it's getting thrown around. You know, it's been thrown around to you, it's been thrown around to me, and virtually everybody on YouTube. Anyone who puts the head above the parapet is just tarnished with that. He's done this,
yes.
Or she's done
yes.
that, and I'm yeah.
Well,
sorry to butt in. Sorry to butt in again. I apologize. But the thing about it is, any time something's said about Steve and whatever. Whoever, things get said about everybody. It doesn't snowball. With DECA, it's snowballed because there's substance to it. Lies don't snowball. They can get cut down really fast because you can provide evidence they're not true. With DECA, that's not the case because there's substance to it and he has deviated around every way to prove his innocence. And that's what I judge them on. The second thing I want to say is the documentary. I've gotten a lot of people texting me on Instagram, commenting underneath stuff saying, "What are you doing with this documentary?" Paul, see if Steve Wraith came to me and says, "Ronan, can I have your help with something?" See if anybody in the panel came to me and says, "Ronan, can you give me help?" I would give anybody help. Paul Ellis came to me and says, "Ronan, can you help me with this documentary?" I said, "Sure, I'll do whatever I can to help you." And that's where it lies. It's not that I'm taking sides, Paul Ellis and Paddy Conroy and Steve Wraith. I don't get involved in the YouTube politics.
Ronan, I rang you and told you the situation. You know, once Paul said he was going to go and do that, I just said, "Look, I have to distance myself." I didn't say that I disliked Paul. I didn't say that I hated Paul. I just said I've got to distance myself from them because of the situation. And like I said, I'm a man of my word. And in December, I said I wouldn't talk about that other guy again. And I've kept to that word. And that is the way it'll be. From now until the day is done, he can continue to make videos about me until the cows come home. I won't be talking about that guy.
But that is your beef. This is the thing, Steve. That is your beef with another man.
I don't have an issue with Paul Ellis. Paul Ellis hasn't attacked me. He may have been in a room and maybe he's had to laugh at a particular situation or said something. Listen, when people have said something, but that's just by the by. For me, I move on. But Anne, I just want to come to you. Yeah, this. Because I will keep this to 1 hour. I'm not going to drag it on.
Say that I can hear something really weird going on, like a dog or something.
Yeah, and I've got my mic muted. It's not me.
Stop now, but there was something weird going on. Go on.
I'll mute mine just to see if it was my... Hold on, just give me a second.
All right, no problem. The just the ongoing stuff with Dekaran. I mean, you're watching it, you're seeing it day to day, like everybody is. You know, how do you think it's going to level out, and what do you think is going to happen in the next couple of months? Is this inevitable court case that's going to take place in August? Is that going to be the end of it?
No, I think what it is, I was saying to Cookie last night, what's going to happen? It's going to peter out, because this is why I say. Big Gil, do you know what? Someone needs to mute themselves because I'm making a lot of noise and I can't concentrate.
Yeah, maybe everybody just stick the mic on mute until they're going to speak, just so we can get through what Anne has to say.
Yeah, so it's like what happened over Daddygate, I was saying to Cookie last night. Daddygate was much, much bigger than this. It was massive. Now you can't get people to take an interest in Daddygate. It's like it's gone away. And it just did it naturally by its own accord. And this is what happens. And you see this, of course, you're in the entertainment industry. You see this all the time. You see a huge scandal. It seems to be the end of the world. Then it's gone. It's yesterday's newspaper. Once that happens, that's when Decca will suddenly find that he's whistling into the wind, because we've all seen it. We've all commented on it. Decca gets the views when it's all this kerfuffle and all this fighting going on about him, and he plays up to it. If people stop going on about it as much as they are doing, he wouldn't have anything to feed off, and eventually you'd find his channel would start dwindling and dwindling.
Agreed.
And dwindling out, and that's what will happen. Okay. In other words, you're feeding the drama.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, we are. And the reason a lot of us feed the drama, and you know, I made it quite clear that I was going to come back into this whole Decca situation. I was going to make a couple of videos. I was going to reach out to Decca and try and get him on. Yeah, it's going to get you views. It's going to get you some. It's going to get you some traction. But as I said earlier about him, he's not getting the right subscribers. He's getting people who are subscribing to see him have his downfall or to have a breakdown or whatever. And yeah. Likewise, sometimes when you dip your toe back into this particular cesspit, then you attract some of the wrong people. That's why tonight was important. And I'm delighted that you guys have all said, look, yeah, we'll come on. Because I think we've had probably one of the most sensible debates about the whole situation for a very long time. Bobby, what happens when the Decca thing does finish? You know, what are we start talking about next?
Right. Well, I agree with what Anne says. Yeah, the less people talk about it, the legal side of it can kick in, and it's not going to interrupt things. Like John says, you know, there's certain things going out that shouldn't be going out. But you've got to remember the subject matter. It's a subject matter that really hits home with a lot of people. It's a taboo subject. It's one of those things that is unforgivable. So I can't see this just going away. It's one of those subjects that, you know, what he's accused of, whether it's true or not, people need to know. They want to know. And I can't see it going away. And I feel that Decca's feeding it. He's feeding it and just keeps coming back two or three videos a day, you know, and We're all fed up to the hilt with it. But my personal view is, I want to know where this guy is until the old, you know,
Bobby.
Justice has taken its course, and whether he's guilty or not, innocent, we all feel comfortable with that.
Bobby,
I feel as though I need to know where he is. That's me. Sorry, Ronnie.
Bobby, just a question, right? I was thinking about this the other day. Do you know the notorious sex offender Mark Feely that was all over TikTok and people were see the way he looks, right? He sort of looks like your bog standard person right? But there's plenty of people that look like Mark and they're not predators. This is the thing.
Yes,
people are so like you, a lot of women would follow Decca because he's a good looking bloke. He doesn't look like your bog standard sort of, you know, what, you know, that sort of stereotypical look about him. So this is what the problem is. It's narcissism, because I don't know any man, right, that would have all these allegations against him, right? True or not, and then go on to Instagram, take a picture of himself and do motivational quotes. This is, this. If it was Mark Feely would, you know what I mean? People would automatically point the finger at him and say, you look different, you're weird. It's definitely true. But because it's Deca, you have a majority of the population that follow him to go, it isn't true about him. Look at him. How could this be true? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. But I feel like Deca is, you know, a sheep in wolf's clothing. He doesn't he doesn't give that appearance. Even Jimmy Savile was obviously not normal. Whether he, you know, whether he'd have been exposed or not, you would have said he was an eccentric and there was something about him, his lifestyle, everything. It doesn't mean to say that he was, but as it turned out, he was. But I feel like Deca's dangerous because he appears reasonably normal until you actually watch the guy and look. And that's and the, for the last 2 or 3 years on YouTube, people have been watching and look. I mean, come on, I challenge anybody to tell me he is not a compulsive liar. He has tripped himself up that many times, it's unreal. But he's dangerous. And my opinion, my feeling, my heartfelt feeling is that I need to watch and find out where this guy is because he's a danger. He's out there. He's in a danger. That's me saying that. That's my feelings. And I want justice to take its course. So, like John said, like Anne said, people need to make sure their evidence and their proof is solid before they actually, you know, put it out there because they're doing damage that way.
But, Craig, Bobby, you were the one. You were one of the ones that were going on. Screaming, yelling about him being a bacon. I still don't know why. What that means? You know,
I've never used the word bacon.
Bacon buns, nonsense. That's
not me. Not the word bacon. I would say nonsense.
I wasn't talking about you, Craig. I'm talking about
But and you weren't talking to me. I thought we weren't friends.
Craig's got to go because he's got his own. Why don't you just shut up before you start back again? You were the one that would do that. I'm not going to be friends with me. I'm not friends with you. Get your fair play man sorted. Well, no, because you're a neo-Nazi. That's why you're a neo-Nazi.
So basically, from this, all I've learned just before I go is that Ronan thinks that Deca is the best looking nonce. Goodbye. Good night, everybody.
So, can I ask
you? On that note, Ronan,
he is a twat.
I do have to give you a right to reply on that, Ronan. Is that true?
No, I don't, that's, I don't know what to say to that, but that's,
Ronan,
that's video Craig, isn't it?
Go on, Bobby.
Ronan.
Yes.
Paul tells me you're involved with the documentary.
He asked for help and I said, right, I would help him.
Can I quickly ask you where we're at with it? Is it a long way? I mean, Paul's giving little insight, but whereabouts are we at with the documentary?
Well, it wouldn't be for me to say because it's not my documentary, so I wouldn't want to disclose anything that he wouldn't want released. So, you know that I think it's going well on his side. He's just asked me for a little bit of help in regards to, you know, speaking and talking and things like that. So, that's where I come in on it. But in regards to sourcing people, in regards to editing and things like that, that's not going to be my job.
Okay, thanks for that anyway.
Okay,
if Danny wants to jump on, I'll jump off.
No, Jimmy, we're going to keep it to an hour, mate, and I would like to do this more often. I've got to be honest, because I think it's a bit more constructive than some of the stuff that I've seen out there, and it's nice to get people together. And I know that not everyone's always going to get on, but it's nice to be able to get it all out in the open sometimes and on a channel. John, I'm going to come back to you. You said before the end of the show I saw in the chat you wanted to answer the Darren G accusation, so go for it.
Right, first of all, Darren G's been down a different path. His messaging needs to be. He's doing a good job at it now, so I'm not wanting anybody going attacking Darren G. He's some certain people try to encourage that, but we're just going to leave it at that. He's doing an all right job. But the money allegation where we've offered them money, right? I want to address that. We've got a court case going this week, right? Thursday night. And I'd like to address this properly, right? Where the whole recording's played. Where it proves that we never offered Darren G to attack Sean Atwood and all the rest of it. I'd like to do it properly. I'd like to do it across as many platforms as I can. So I only need to do it the once. If anybody's up for that, making a date for it, but I'd really appreciate that.
Okay, well there you go.
Can I just say before we go, why do I always smile when I see Jimmy Cranston? Why does he make me smile?
He makes you feel at peace, Jimmy.
Such a lovely man, aren't you, Bobby? He's the man of reason,
isn't he, Jimmy?
Give me a cuddle, Anne. Come on, give me a cuddle. Come on.
I'm not the bleeding cuddle with you, and that's saying a lot than that.
I can't hear you, Jimmy.
I'd just like to see both sides of the coin, so to speak. Be impulsive and just jump to a decision.
Yeah.
People ask him where Dean is. Dean, unfortunately, texted us earlier on today to say that he was jumping off and he couldn't make it back in time. And I will get him back on. Look, there's plenty of time between now and June the 18th to get him on. Just go around the panel. Bobby, I'll start with you first. Do you think that fight's going to happen then?
No. I wouldn't say... To be honest, I don't think any of it's going to happen. Anything from now on, anything could happen, but... At the moment, I don't think anything. I think there's too much. There's things that's going to come out before any of this, I think, that's going to change it a lot. That's my opinion.
Jimmy, do you think the fight's going to happen? And as an observer, who do you think would win it if it does?
I think it'll happen. And I do think Dean's been training. Although a lot of people tend to think he's not. If you look at his face, he's lost a lot of weight over the last 3-4 weeks. So I think he is training. I didn't know much about Dean, but he hasn't got the skills that Danny's got in the ring. I can see that. If Deca clips him, I think it's game over.
Okay, Ronan, same question to you. Is that fight going to go ahead? Who do you think will win?
I've spoke to Dean behind the scenes, and I have to take the man for face value, and he says he's doing it. He's going in there. A lot of people have given a lot of negative sort of feedback towards Dean, saying he's not going to show up. I believe Dean. I think he'll show up. I couldn't say who's going to win. Both of them have had fighting careers, but obviously Deca is more experienced in the bare knuckle boxing. But I wouldn't be surprised if Dean won. It's a 50-50 for me, and I hope Dean wins.
Same question.
Couldn't care less.
Exactly. That's a straight answer. John, is this fight going to go ahead? Is it going to be a one-sided fight? Do you think Dean's going to win this?
I really don't know. I've not watched any. I can just go in hearsay, and I don't like going in hearsay. So I'm going to say I've not watched any footage of Dean fight. I don't know his techniques. I knew Danny was going to win mentally. Didn't matter what happened in that ring, I knew he went. I don't know what happened with Dean, but the relationship. But
Okay, we've got 2 minutes left. I'm going to finish the show the way we started it. Last word, Anne, for John, from you.
Nothing worth to say, is there? Oh, don't start, right? You're horrible, nasty. It's actually, do you know what? I'd rather speak to him than get in the room with that thing in the orange. But again, I'll say goodbye because I've got to go to a...
Love you, Anne. Love you. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Yeah. I miss you.
Thanks for coming on, Anne.
Yeah. I'm not being sarcastic. I do love you, darling.
Yeah. Keep your 4 teeth in, won't you, when you're calling me toothless?
Oh, dear.
Okay, John, final word. You're just sitting, shaking your head.
Anne's not going to answer the premenstrual thing, so I'm just going to say thanks again, Steve, for having us on. See you later, Anne. I never got the cuddle either, like I much deserved for putting up with that.
Well, there we go. I tell you what, the crazy world of YouTube will continue to be crazy. I hope we've put a little bit of humour into your night tonight, and a little bit of there's a bit of confrontation there, but I think it was all done in a fairly good manner. And make sure you subscribe to Humble Dryer, to Ronan's channel, to Jimmy Cranston's channel, and to The Honest Truth. There's a great interview with myself and Brian and Emma Cockrell coming up on Bobby's channel over the next couple of weeks. Anybody else got something else to say? Go on, John.
Just one more thing. I'd just like to big up Team Banksy. They're using ozone, and I can't be enough community service getting done there. Camera corner.
And likewise. Yeah. Two great.
Thanks guys.
Thank you, Steve.
So apologies for not getting apologies for not being able to get Dean on. As I say, he's a hard worker. He's up and down ladders and on roofs, you know, best part of the day. Sometimes he can make it, sometimes he can't. But to be honest, I don't think Dean would have got a word in edgeways, to be honest, tonight. And it actually turned out to be a little bit different. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you, Steve.
There won't be one next week, but I'm sure in the next couple of weeks there'll be plenty of content to have another one in a couple of weeks' time. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Peace.
See you, guys.
Peace. Bye.